Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
What's that on that beat?
Nope. She probably faded off the first round. You know I got it, you ain't gotta put your purse down. Plenty bottles of blunts, you know the motto. With the bitch like a model here, you know she finna follow. I be leading the way, she be fixing a weed. She say she came with all her girls, but she fixing a leave. Please believe, I told her, hold up, we ain't even on, no. Fuck the club, with me is where you belong, no. Your man tripping, he a lame nigga. To be honest, baby, I'm just trying to drink with you. Cause I ain't looking for love, but I'm looking for douce. So with the liquid, we could probably do things, you know?
I love to get money, I love to get money. Drink it too strong, treat it like it's strong. Get in, stay to turn up, bro, pour it on up till I can't even think no more. Get in, let it go dumb, then go more dumb, then we can keep a little less small.
Good Lord, let me taste that. Pause, place my face where your waist at. Draws, picture that. You know we too on. Both looking right, but you know we too wrong. Vibration, I ignore that. She violated, Lord knows I need more of that. Bad bitch, got no time for no corny cats. Corn dog niggas, bunch of winnies with a couple racks. Facts, if you tripping, reason why you left. Main bitch say I'm cheating, she just want respect. Most nights I'm too on, tell her step. Bitter ass women wanna see me, can I catch a breath? Lean back on it, back. All in 15 on it, yeah. Whatever I want, whatever I need, we too on. We in drink, too strong, gone.
I love it again. Stay to turn up, bro, pour it on up till I can't even think no more. Get in, let it go dumb, then go more dumb, then we can keep a little less small. Let's roll, let's roll.
Fucking mind, but she never got the time. I've been knocked on my grind. From working out, relax.
How you say you wanna come up and ain't never seen a struggle? How you claiming that you hustling ain't never worth the double? How you flashing all this money, ain't I shit up in your pocket? Thinking that you stuntin' shopping in your nigga closet. How you talking about you real when all that shit you speak is fake? How you yelling that you in this thanks to waiting at the gate? How you front like you a stoner rolling up these Reggie Blunts? And how you swear your girl is down for you when I fucked her more than once? Oh, so you a real nigga? Well, let me be real with ya. Fuck you and your crew and other fuckers with you. You ain't no fucking hitter, you just a pussy nigga. Now you a bitch nigga, I'm fucking your bitch nigga. Walking around in all this label shit ain't even yours. Something like you got it, all this shit is for your boys. Funny how you setting when you all in front of the camera. Where is half the shit that you be posting all on Instagram? What y'all niggas think y'all doing? Who these niggas think they fooling? They do it for the gram, bruh. Homie, you on camera. Got bitches, but your dick they dry. Got money, where the shit you buy? Got cars, it ain't the one you drive. The weed, but you ain't never hot. Self-made, well, who the fuck are you? You cannot do the things we do. I'm honest, I don't give a fuck. I'm blunt, that's how God wrote me up. Crush a bitch, little bit, roll it up, take a hit. Get these niggas off my dick. We call them out, they ain't say shit.
Hold up, what it is, nigga? Been real since that nigga Shine had a deal, and now we don't rep that Tommy Hill figure. I've been real since Casey Grills, give a fuck about how you feel, and this is real, nigga. When PD put no Carolina on the map, and I could walk through any trap with the crack dealer. Cause my grandma was a plug who showed everybody love. You ain't from around here, cause you wouldn't be so friendly if you was, and I'm snapping on every single track, nigga. Laying low, spending money all summer. I be with my nigga Trippy. She go 0 to 100, rolling blunts back to back to a roster. It ain't nothing, dropping verses track to track. You don't see me, but I'm coming. You been at it all day. I've been at it all summer. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? This the loner gang you been, baby. New Breed G. Yeah.
Nina Ross, man, that's Rich City, man. Rich City, California, baby. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, now you know, man. How y'all doing? It's been a minute. Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome to.
This should be interesting.
We hear y'all and we all on location. I know y'all can hear that. We all in our different places doing our different things. But we still doing our DTSBI thing, man. You know what I'm saying? So we hope everybody feeling good and magnificent this Monday evening. It is a lot going on out in the world. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it. We got a new thing that we do here on DTSBI. It's called Rolling Topics. If it's rolling off your mind, then you need to roll up, dial up, and talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Roll up. However you roll up, dial up. Talk about it. That's what we about. We about these rolling topics, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get into everything that's going on out there. Once again, we're going to go around and introduce ourselves in case y'all forgot. Because we know it's been a minute. We might as well remind y'all. I am at Solo Flows.
I'm at 620 Media.
Callie Bud on the mic.
I'm at Ann's Dream.
What's up, y'all? Dr. J Money is in the building.
Man, what's happening, y'all? Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I mean.
Oh, she just rapping. You know how she do.
Well, I mean is in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's your whole DTSBI family, man. We back, man. You know what I'm saying? So we hoping everybody been doing good. We want y'all to hit us up with some of this LGBTQ music. We want y'all to hit us up with these LGBTQ artists so we can get ready for 2016, doing our interviews, our topics, and getting ready to come off hard for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? So we want to make sure that y'all get some folks in. If y'all got some folks that y'all know that y'all want to be on the air, call in, let us know. Message us on my Facebook. It's DTSBITOO, DTSBITOO. You could always get at us, man. Get in that message box and let us know. If you got some folks that you know, send them our way, and we will play them, man. You know what I'm saying? So what we talking about right now is just current events going on in the world right now. And one of the main things that's happening right now is politics. So we got to talk about that. We want to get everybody to vote, make sure that we encourage y'all to get out and rock the vote, man. Use your voices to make your choices. Please, please, whatever you do, please exercise your Democratic or Republican, whatever. Express your vote, you know what I'm saying? But express your Democratic
right.
Read up
on your people. Read up on your rights and what these people are talking about, too. Don't just vote for if the suit look good or the tie look nice. You know what I mean? Really read up on these people and see what they, you know, see what their arguments about and what they're trying to do for us as a people, man. Because that's going to determine the next 4 years of our life right now. And it may be 8. So, you know, you got to be careful now. We ain't going to have no more Obama. You feel me? So
no more Obama,
you know,
man.
Choose wisely.
I know for a lot of people, that ain't sinking in yet. But, I mean, we got to start thinking about it, man, with no more Obama, man. You know what I'm saying? Obama trying to do what he can before he bounced up out of office. But he only got a few more months in that thing. You know what I'm saying? And then it's over. He passing it over to somebody else. So we never know what's going to happen.
Solo?
But we do have a voice, and we got a choice in that. So we got to get down to the polls, man, rock the vote. And people, a lot of people only vote on the national level. Please vote on your local level, man. Know who your local constituents are, because your local constituents are the ones that go to the White House to represent you. You know what I'm saying? That's going to talk about your issues and what's going on in your community. So you got to be able to trust this person and pick them wisely so that when they can go in, they can represent you the best way possible in your community.
Yeah.
So know who these people are. Know who your mayor is. Know who your governor is. Know how many constituents you have.
That's more important than presidential. If anything, that's more important because the local authorities and the local, like the mayor and the things like that, those are people that really are in our community and see firsthand what's going on, and, you know, we have a easier chance to get our problems and get our situations heard by them, and they have a better chance of making a change in our community. So those are the people you should really be looking at first and foremost.
Right. Right. Most definitely, Kelly. And that's definitely true, man. If you don't know who your local constituents are, please find out who they are and make them responsible for what's going to happen within the next 4 years. You know what I'm saying? Watch your debate. If you can watch the awards, you can watch the debates, man. You know what I'm saying? Just take a little bit of time. Hey, it's a clown show as well. You know what I'm saying? You can take some popcorn, watch it, just like you would watch Love and Hip Hop or anything else. You know what I'm saying? The debates get crazy. They interesting. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what's going on, tune in, find out. We all got Google right here at our fingertips. So if we got any questions about what they're talking about, we can just Google that shit. But we got to know. We got to have the information. Be informed. Do not be left behind, man. You know what I'm saying? Because the left is going one way, the right is going another way, and it's going to be real extreme. So we got to be prepared for what's coming. And with that, we're going to go on to Dr. J's word of the day.
What's up, y'all? You got to be careful about what you're doing. You can't let obstacles impede your way. You got to be able to break through those hurdles. So with that being said, Dr. J's word of the day is impede, to obstruct the progress, to restrict, to hinder you. Do not let those obstacles impede your way. Be able to overcome and be the person that you are supposed to be.
I think you're absolutely right, man. Don't let nothing impede your way. And don't let nothing impede your vote. Don't let nothing impede your voice. Don't let nothing impede your choice, man. You know what I'm saying? Stick with it. Know what's going on. Do your due diligence. Do your homework, man. You know what I'm saying? We might have people in our family that want to go to college, people in hospitals. You know what I'm saying? We got all this stuff to consider. Health care, education, the prison system. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of things that we need to consider with these constituents and this voting and stuff coming up. You know what I'm saying? Because we might have family members who are incarcerated. We might have, you know, family who are just going into college. And we need to know our family members who are ill and need some health care. So we need to figure out what's going on with that and stay up on it. And Callie Bud going to talk to us about a little something. Go ahead, Callie Bud.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, us in the LGBTQ community, we take a pride in a lot of things, you know, stuff that we see on, you know, on social media and just the entertainment world in general. In all aspects, we love to see our community, you know, be recognized for their, you know, accomplishments and whatnot. But for me, for this one, it's kind of iffy, so I wanted to kind of get the whole crew and anybody that's listening, you know, I want to get y'all opinion as well. Caitlyn Jenner has been, well, she's been awarded for Woman of the Year. Glamour Awards naming her Woman of the Year. And if anybody doesn't know about this award, it's basically a bundle of accomplishments or community-based outreach programs or anything that you've done for the community or anything that uplift your lifestyle, wherever you're doing, you get an award for that. Now, for me, I think her coming out and, you know, going through her transition in such a broad view, you know what I mean? I think that is a very brave and bold stand. But I think a lot of women that were in running for that same award was overlooked a little bit, you know, that accomplished a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, for their, not only for their community, you know, as women, but, you know, not a lot of them were LGBTQ or even lesbian or whatever, but they just accomplished more to me than she did. Now, I don't know if y'all agree with me on that, but what do y'all think about Caitlyn Jenner winning the Woman of the Year award?
I mean, man, did Caitlyn achieve that when Caitlyn was a man or a woman? I'm sorry, go ahead, Dream.
What up, y'all? This Dreams. I'm thinking, like, at this point, like, he don't even know if he a she or a he. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like it's just so much confusion going on around that. And then, not only that, but you haven't even been a woman long enough, in my opinion, to receive any type of award.
Right.
Now, don't get it wrong,
ladies and gentlemen, too, as well. We're not bashing our own community at all. My thing is that, you know, just for the purpose of the word, you know, what she's given the award for.
And I'm not bashing, but like I said, I just feel like she hasn't even been in the role of a woman long enough, and I'm pretty sure that there's other women that's been doing this for years that could have probably, you know, got that award. I think, in my opinion, she needs to put in more time in the community as a woman, and then maybe we can talk about something.
So Dream is talking about the good old-fashioned earning, you know?
That's crazy, man. I don't know, I just feel like she's getting a lot of this attention, and it goes back to what we talked about a couple of weeks ago, about the kind of attention our community has been given ever since we've gotten this newfound acceptance. And it's just kind of suspicious to me how they are pushing her to the front point right now, and in everything now, everything gay or lesbian is like capitalized on her, basically on what her moves are and what she does. And I think that's kind of overwhelming for her, and I think that's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of different for us as a community, because it's a lot, like I said, it's a lot of people in our community that have done, you know, as lesbians, you know what I'm saying, not even just as transgender, but, you know, as women in general have done a lot. And I just think they just kind of pushed the gun on that a little bit. You feel me? Like, I don't know. I just thought that was kind of weird, man.
Yeah, and I think just given the fact that you know, she has taken a stance saying she not even sure if this is, you know, how she want to continue to live the rest of her life. I think all of that should be considered in the factor of her receiving an award as well. Like I said, she has time established, and she's not really sure on, you know, what she want to do. And I think there's a lot of other women out there that has also contributed and done some things that should have gotten an award.
I think it's just good old-fashioned, to be honest. Like, I think it's sensationalism. I don't fall for any of it, to be honest. Like, it's just all sensationalism. It's just about, you know, what we can be doing right now at this moment. And not saying that Caitlyn Jenner is, but it's like in a society that we live in, we have a freak every week. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
There's always somebody doing something, you know? So to me, it's not like when they said giving them a reward. It's not about valor. It's not about earning. It's not about anything honorable. It's just about sensationalism and money. And who's gonna watch it? And who's gonna, you know what I'm saying? We've lost.
And that's it. You brought up a great ass point, Solo. Because that's what I'm saying. And it's just the way we just like in love and hip hop. You feel me? Now it's this whole gay male and hip hop thing. And now, and I don't know if y'all even watched Love and Hip Hop, but the very first scene in Love and Hip Hop Hollywood was a man getting out the shower, coming into the bedroom, getting into a bed naked with another man and kissing, getting ready to start doing something. And then they brought this whole thing about how hip hop is very, like, homophobic and whatnot. But I just think the way we're being, I think we need a better way to get our acceptance and, you know, get ourselves out in a different way. I think we're being manipulated, like, severely out here. And now, even in hip-hop now, we're going to be looked at as even more foolish because now they got this type of feel, and now they think that everybody is just, you know, flamboyant, and they just got all these stereotypes basing us around what to accept. And I just think that it's kind of giving us all a bad rep, and like I said a couple weeks ago, it's like a conspiracy. Like, it's like they're purposely trying to show, like, they purposely trying to show what they want to show about what they're accepting. You feel me?
Yeah, and I think the whole community, the community as a whole, is being exploited and outed by the world.
That's what I think.
You know what I'm saying?
And I think exploitation is a great word, Dreams. Exploitation.
That is. Exploitation is a great word. You feel me? I think you hit it with that shit, because it just feels like
so perfect.
Everything we watch that has to do, like, what positive, before this whole big deal. We had a lot of people coming out doing great things, from fashion to music, you know what I'm saying? Even in politics, people were starting to, you know what I'm saying? Women were starting to come out and do more things, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden now, everything is entertainment. Everything is flamboyant and, you know, and going towards gossip. It's just like, man, it's just like not every, and then they try to twist it to where it's kind of like equality. But it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like, it's not, you feel me?
But it's the idea of, like, you know, thank you, but, you know what I mean? There's a but there. It's like,
it's all these undertones. I feel like it's just becoming like a popular thing. Like, it's the it thing to do. So if we make it seem like everybody's doing it, then everybody will be okay with it, and then everybody can go back to being normal at the end of the day. Like, they don't realize this is how people are we live our lives like that. This is how we live. This is what we're choosing. It's not just something we're doing for a popularity contest.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, okay, people are getting this thing confused. You can change your hair color, change your jeans, whatever's popular right now. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. But people's gender, you know, but people's gender and lifestyles, that's something totally different when it comes to trending or being faddish. You know what I'm saying? This is something that people die for. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's the level of it. And that's why I said, to always err on the side of caution, because when something seems too good to be true, a lot of times it is. Like what James said,
and that's exactly what it is.
It makes me feel that way. It makes me feel like I feel exploited because I don't know what's coming is the thing. I don't know what's coming for us is how my mind
that, and you laugh, Solo, but I'm dead ass, bro. Like, nobody has noticed, like, on social media, like, it's just, like, everything is just everywhere, man. It's just, and now when you get serious stories about, like, the little, I don't know if y'all read the story about the little boy who wanted to be a princess for Halloween. Now when we get serious stories, we can't even let kids be kids anymore because every move is, oh, that kid's gay. Or, oh, that kid, oh, that's some gay shit. Everything, now people are so afraid to express themselves, and you know what I'm saying, because of all this that we got going on, they thinking, like, you're going to catch the gayness or something like it's some type of infection. So now it's kind of like people now are still afraid to come out because it's too exploited, it's too much. You feel what I'm saying? Now we can't even help these young kids. It's getting down to the kids. Like, for a little boy that wants to be a princess, I understand that's a sensitive situation for people. But at the end of the day, that little boy don't know nothing about, you know. And I understand that a lot of kids at some age, you know, we all say, okay, I was gay from birth or whatever. But you got to think about the innocence in that. You know what I'm saying? And now I just feel like because our community is being exploited, we can't even take the time out to feel for another person because we're so caught up in the propaganda of what's going on about the gay word. Now it's so flamboyant. It's so gay. It's like, you know, it's kind of fucked up, man. It's really fucked up when there should be, like, after we got this whole acceptance, we should have been having organizations to help people, and you know what I'm saying, and all this type of different things to help us. And it really feel like it's actually hurting us that we're being out.
It seemed like some old sharecropper
acceptance type
shit.
You
know what I mean? Like,
what
it
saying?
Really do. It seemed like a sharecropper because, like, the slaves were slaves, and then when they got their freedom, they had nowhere to work, so they couldn't make no money. So they became sharecropper. You know what I mean? So they ended up in debt anyway. So the thing is, I feel like it's kind of like that. Like, they're trying to force feed us something. And we don't, like, if we don't pay attention, we are going to be on the losing end of the stick. Because people are forgetting about the laws that they were coming up with, like the Sunday law and all that kind of stuff, religious stuff. Like, what they're doing is, it seems like to me that they're preparing the public to feel this disdain and this fear that is coming and it's taking over everything. So when it's time to persecute us, people are going to be more willing to do it because they feel
it's taking over because they're so sick of eating this shit. You see what I'm saying? Because
that's
they've been
what I
stuffing
feel like
it and they've been feeding this salty ass, you know, done up version of who we are. They're forcing it down. Although, you see what this is? You see what this gay shit is? This is gay shit. You know, this is what you're showing. This is what your kids are going to grow up. This is what you're doing.
Exactly.
You see that? That's going to make your kid gay. Or that person's gay. You don't want to be around that. That's exactly how I feel is happening, what's happening, whether it's now it's in sports, now it's, you know, it's all over. That's the only thing that people do right now on this reality TV. Like, it's either you gay or you white and drunk. That's pretty much what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel like that's all it is. Just drunk people, gay people acting hella foolish on TV. Like, it's not reality. Like, don't give me, like, I'm gonna tell y'all, Flavor Flav, y'all can talk shit, but that was some comedy shit. That was pure comedy reality TV. You know what I mean? It was funny, it was entertaining. He was a goofball. And, you know what I'm saying, it was ignorant, ratchet shit, but it was like, okay, you feel me? It's hard to say, but now it seems like now they have a particular purpose for what they're trying to show people and what they're trying to perceive, you know, for our culture. And I think as a culture, we really need to take hold of what we want, how we want people to see us and how we want to be accepted in our community. You feel me?
Yeah, and I also wonder, though, speaking of this dream, y'all, I'm wondering, too, when you look at it, though, it's not only the LGBTQ community that's under attack, because when you speaking of, you know, love and hip hop, it's, I feel like black men are under attack right now as well.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And it's tying in with the LGBT community as well. Because what's been on my mind when you taking it back, like Solo was talking earlier about the whole politics and everything that's going around, and I, you know, we all keep talking about the politics, but think about the fact that, you know, they passing this law right now. California is doing this thing on human trafficking and sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so they passing the laws where now they trying to give black men life sentences.
Wow.
You know,
they're trying to kill our race.
So once
they're trying
again,
to kill our
so the
race,
incarceration
right.
and the emasculation of black men.
Right.
And you know why you're doing that, Dreams. I don't know if y'all could, but I'm going to post this on the damn page as soon as we get offline with y'all. There was this woman, I got this page, this black empowerment page, and this woman was talking about the Punnett Square and how our race is a dominant race in general, how the black, the African-American race is a dominant trait. So whatever you have, like whenever they have a, if let's say the dominant trait is a black male, no matter what race it is, it's gonna be dominant black. So that is what the conspiracy and the politics and shit is that they're trying to kill all the men in our race to be able to, because it's like an 8-to-1 with every other race. We outnumber pretty much everybody, every race. You see what I'm saying? So the lady was talking about how it was a whole conspiracy between racism and slavery, how they're trying to basically kill off all the men in our race to be able to not be outnumbered anymore, like ants and grasshoppers. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
and
yeah,
I think
exactly.
I really see
and,
that happening.
And incarcerating them is another form of killing them off. And I want to know what y'all think about those. What y'all think about that law though that's giving them high sentences for sex trafficking?
You already know they're trying to kill us off, man. They trying to they're using the most easiest way they know to kill us off as a race because they know how powerful we are. And what's we gonna do? You know what I'm saying? They gonna take us to jail. But you know that. You feel me? And they killing us off.
See, my
and
thing
we
is,
watching
I,
it.
Like, I understand it, and I understand that it's a trap, but I feel like at this point, we got to do better. You know what I'm saying?
We do.
Like,
we
have to understand what is going on and do better. Like, the thing is, if we can traffic, we can do something constructive. And that's how I think, like we know what they're doing. And this is what we have to understand. It's like we don't con and D are two different things. Destructive and constructive. They naturally cancel each other out. You know what I'm saying? So instead of being D, you can be con because you understand what they're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I, as a black man, that's what I feel bad at. I feel bad that in a lot of ways he has abandoned the black woman. He has abandoned the black family. He has abandoned the beauty of what it means to have a black woman. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He demeans a black woman. Therefore, a black woman that used to keep him strong really don't have the strength to do that anymore.
But then I also look at the fact that, you know what I'm saying, we can say the black man and I totally agree 100%, but then you got black women that's not even respecting themselves. And sometimes, especially when it comes to this trafficking, you got women that's out there willing to do it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Something that they're saying, you know, that I'll do. You know what I'm saying? But then I feel like it's all coming down on the black man. He's taking the most harsher penalties. And for the women, they got rehabilitation programs. They putting funding out there. Oh, let's help these women, which is great. But let's help these men
and
so we're not just incarcerate them for life.
And we got to help ourselves and not getting out falling into that trap. And I think that's what it is. We should be doing a lot. We should be doing a lot more as people. Black men now need to stand up and understand what's going on with our lives. Our whole race depends on it. We need to be able to shape up as a people to be able to stop falling into these traps. You know what I'm saying? We gotta do better, like Solo say. You know what I'm saying? We gotta do better as people because they just opening, they basically just setting up the buildings. We the one letting them push us in.
And in reality,
you see what I'm saying?
What's gonna be is, you know what I'm saying? Systematically, what's gonna be is, it's been that way for hundreds of years. We know that, so we gotta figure out what we're gonna do. You know what I'm saying? Because at this point, we can't contemplate what they're gonna do to help us. Because helping us is not, that's not their priority. You know what I'm saying? Hindering us is their priority. So we have to figure out what we can do to help us now and build. You feel what I'm saying?
Because
people don't realize that it's really a systematic warfare going on. People don't see that. They don't put two and two together.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would better for
the
black
that,
man to try
the
to
people
do.
That do it. Go ahead, so
go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. Now, I'm just saying the people, we gotta remember that the people that tried to do it, they were in small numbers, and you see what's happened to everybody that's tried to uplift the black community. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You've seen what happened. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta come together as one. It can't be just a small group or a small portion. They got to be a whole. You feel what I'm saying? To come together and fight through this and figure out what to do productively, as opposed to just, we can't just be banging our chest no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I think the black man has to understand his position. And his position is being
mm-hmm.
under attack. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? And really understanding what that means and what to do to combat that. You feel me? Because when it comes, like I said, to trafficking, you know, I'm giving life sentences and the three strikes, all that shit was for blacks. You know what I'm saying? It was for blacks and Hispanic, people of color. All of that shit came into play because of that. You know what I'm saying? So what we have to do is, knowing what we know, we have to do something different than what we do. If that makes any sense. We
yeah,
have to, you know what I'm saying? We have to try our best systematically, knowing what's to come, knowing what's happened generation after generation after generation. You know what I'm saying? We have to understand that trap is there. It's laid out for us. And we have to try our best not to fall into it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree with you, Dreams, about the black man in America being under attack. I totally agree with that. And
I
feel
totally
like
agree as well.
We have to change our way of being, our way of seeing. You know what I'm saying? We have to be stronger leaders, because we all have it in us. You know what I'm saying? We have it in us as a people. We have it in us to lead. You know what I'm saying? But we have to take the lead and lead. You know what I'm saying? Because they're not going to give it to us. It's just like our power. We're extremely powerful. It's just that a lot of times we don't use our power for good.
Exactly.
You know?
And that, you know, we need to get it together, because our, like I said, our whole race and even us as the LGBTQ community is at stake. And I don't
right.
know about y'all, but I feel like something's coming. And I want people to be able to wake up and understand what's really going on. And we got to take, I wish that I could, you know what I'm saying, I wish that we could just take our words and everything that we said, we could change. You know what I'm saying? Like, at that moment.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because then everything will
yeah.
be all right. You feel me? But it's going to take work, and it's going to take people to wake up, man. So hopefully, you know what I'm saying, people is getting whiff of it, and it's not going to be too long for it to be at people's front door with it. You feel me? Hopefully,
exactly.
people start to get it.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, prepare your mind and be ready. You know what I'm saying? Prepare your mind, prepare yourself. And like I said, and this is my plea to the black man, if you can do something destructive, just turn that energy into something constructive. Just do that as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like we are genius as a people. I really do. I feel like we're really smart. I feel like we're really innovative. I feel like we're really ambitious. And I feel like we're a threat. You know what I'm saying? And if only we realize our strength, then we would do a lot better. And I'm talking about the black male as well. You know, recognizing his strength and doing better with it. Does that make
Every
sense?
Every other race has recognized their strength and have used it as a race. If y'all look at other races, with like Filipino, Mexican, and, you know, all these people have, you know, core, you know, morals and shit that they've come together, and even if they're not together, they know. You know what I'm saying? It's like
yeah.
it's like a vibe. And we are the only, it seems like we're the only race that don't have that vibe within each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you feel me? I think we need to get that vibe. I always say, like, I wish that if black people can get together like Mexicans, we will be all
right.
Like, oh, some real right. shit. Like, we will be all right, and we will be running this just like Mexicans.
We will be unstoppable.
I'm trying to tell you, like, y'all people make jokes about it, but it's real. Like,
and that's the reason,
like,
why they do so much to hold us back, because they know exactly what we're capable of.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So I just want to tell the community that's listening out here right now, whether you black, white, gay, whether you black or gay, we need to wake up. You feel me? Because the world is coming at us, and you know what I mean? And we need to take hold and wake up and do something about it. We can't just keep, like I said, we can't just keep banging our chest. You feel me? We got to do something about it, man. It's getting serious.
All right. And just to our audience, before we get out of here, we can go around to each one of us and figure out, if you had a line to say to the world right now, especially to your community, what would it be?
I'll go first. Read more, post okay. less.
You said read more and do what less?
I said read more, post less. You know what I'm saying? Read more, post less. We getting too caught up in this internet. We getting sucked up. They're sucking us into this box, and they're cutting off everything while we're watching. You feel me? We used to be able to have knowledge and read and you know, explore and create. And now we just focus on the box, and we wait to see what comes up, and we believe everything. So I think we need to wake up, read more, and post less. That's what I would say to the people right now.
Okay, that's
good,
Callie. But who next?
Dr. Jago, I feel like that it's not just about who holding you back. Figure out how you're holding yourself back and do something to overcome.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
What up, y'all? This Dreams. I'm going to just say the only thing constant in the world is change. Don't be afraid of change. Embrace change. Sometimes, you know, change is better. And if you lose something, something better coming.
Mm-hmm. For sure it is.
True, that's true. What about you, 220?
There she go. What's up, y'all? I would just say be aware. Know your self-worth. And then understand what's going on around you and where you stand in this world. Basically, that's it.
Right. For real. That's real.
This is so low. And I think I'm just going to be cliche with it. And be like, be the change you want to see.
Unless for real.
You know, if you want to see disaster and destruction, and you're a pessimist, to keep moving. You know what I mean? Because if you're somebody that's an innovator, you're a dreamer, and you see some good things for the future, and you have a brick upon which you can help build a future, then I think that you should definitely do that. Please do not walk up to the house and take a brick away. Add a brick. You should always add to a situation, not take away. And do the best you can to be the best person you can possibly be. Not who other people think who you should be. Be the best person that you know you can be, against all odds, against all adversaries, against all obstacles. Be the best person that you can possibly be. Dr. J, quote of the day.
All right, y'all, I'm going to give it to you like this. Fear of the future and longing for the past are major factors which impede appropriate action. Secondly, hurt me with the truth, but never comfort me with a lie. Mm. And I'm going to end with, never let life impede on your ability to manifest your dreams. Dig deeper into your dreams and deeper into yourself and believe that anything is possible and make it happen. Dr. J's Folks of the Night.
Man, those are beautiful, Dr. J, man. You know what I'm saying? We thank y'all for calling in, man. We thank y'all for listening. Callie Bud gonna just take y'all out on that smooth level, letting y'all know when to call us in, when to hit us on our Facebook page. Let them know what's up, Callie.
It is, man. We always gonna leave you how we leave you. We love y'all. Y'all can hit us up every Monday night, 7 p.m. 347-324-3858. Sorry, that little weed got me choked up. And make sure, like I said, if y'all want to know what I'm smoking on, look on our page, facebook.com/DTSBITOO. Make sure y'all hit up our page, show us some love. We got lots of games, we got lots of information, we got lots of fun stuff that we do that goes on, events that we do. Just go ahead and check us out. Make sure y'all hit us up on our personal Twitter pages. I'm at CaliBud3. My folks go let y'all know where they at.
I'm at Solo Flows.
I'm at Ann Green.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
And we got our
and we got
our man. And you know what? Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., 10 Eastern, you can catch us right here, man. Blog Talk Radio. If you want to go back and hear what we was talking about, www.blogtalkradio.com/damnPSBI.
Damn PSBI. You know it, baby. And we love y'all. We thank y'all for listening, man.
Every Monday, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all call in. Let us know about them artists, man. Let us know about anybody in your community. You don't necessarily have to be a music artist. It could be just an entrepreneur in your community, man, in the LGBTQ community that you want to let us know about and you want the world to be up on. You know what I'm saying? Call in and let us know, man. Leave us a message in our inbox, and we'll take care of you for sure. And until next time, we love y'all here at...
Damn. This should be interesting.
Indeed. Y'all have a good evening. Peace out.
One love.
Yeah. Put a lot of money up on this, my return better be worth it. Yeah, I know she OCD with the clothes and the beat, so the verse won't be perfect. Now, I have not had a 9-to-5 since Foxy had all 5 cents. There's no pension, a benefit package, but anyway, you ask, won't tell you that my ass is working. Yeah, Mike, I'm 1/3 of the first thing. Got up to Portland, it's harder than Hartford City, where mommy and daddy got married, got busy. But Miss Terry, then they birthed me. Lord have mercy, speak me 0.2. I'm on a female, where the kicks out, but y'all niggas weren't ready for the first me. You need to be very afraid, the preacher said he's in the end of the days. I said okay on my hang out and make some noise, like the bees at the end of the braids. I think I'm Rick James, white girl with you with a thick frame and that chick thing. Now I'm thinking she might be Puerto Rican, cause baby girl had like 6 names. Been ready since like 08, no radio rotation. My homie told me to stop that he got that doctorate with no patience. Wait, one, goddamn minimum in the game, now winning is an object, isn't it? I've been ready since your mom put the life on her, some said it's something on your face. And exchange your bodily fluids, like scholarly institutions do their promise in college students. But with me, you probably follow on Twitter, but don't follow back, I'm all over that.